The Oro Valley Planning and Zoning Commission special session of July 9, 2019 is called to order. Can I get a roll call of commission members, please?
Chair Swope?
Here.
Vice Chair Baskin?
Here.
Commissioner Gamble? Commissioner Hong?
Here.
Commissioner Posey?
Here.
And Commissioners Bergsma and Gribb are excused. Let the record show we have a quorum.
Everybody join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a note to the audience, as you can see this evening, we are a little bit shorthanded, only three here in present. We have one other commission member calling in from wherever she is. So we do have.
Hi, I'm here now.
Thank you.
Sorry.
So there will be some delays in conversation here as the evening goes along because we're listening to them, they're listening to us. We'll try to get it all worked out as we go along. First order of business is the call to the audience. This is an opportunity for anyone to come forward and speak about an issue or item that is unrelated to the topics on the agenda itself. And I have three blue cards for individuals who would like to speak on a non-agenda item. If you would like to speak during the call to the audience or later on during the public hearing, you need to submit a blue card. The blue cards are back by the door. Please fill one out and hand it in to Gina, our commission clerk. First person who would like to speak during call to the audience is Brad Harris.
Mr. Chair, this is Bill Rodman. Since there are several of us on the phone, number one, I'm having a little difficulty hearing you, so if you could be closer. But secondly, to remind the speakers, they really do need to be close for us to be able to hear and understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you.
All right. My name is Brad Harris. I live just near the town of Oro Valley. I'm speaking on behalf of a few other folks that are here in the room, We're concerned about a couple of buildings that are going up near Camino del Plata and Tangerine Road. So it does affect the Tangerine Corridor. There is a building being constructed that's in the vicinity of 18,000 square feet. It's being proposed, or I've seen proposals that say that it will be a metal structure from the outside, and it looks to be primarily a gymnasium type of building, and so we're our neighbors are gathering together and trying to figure out how to approach this. And so I believe that in my judgment it doesn't match the intent of the R144 zoning and should not be allowed as a structure based on that R144. And so what that means to me is that someone made a judgment somewhere along the way that it was allowable under those circumstances, under certain circumstances, which we don't quite understand. It also appears to us that this person is a rather wealthy individual, and it appears that this allowance is benefiting a single wealthy individual at the and not helping the greater community of Oro Valley and our neighbors. So that brings into question my interpretation is this was poor judgment. The integrity of the commission is diminished, and I have to question the character of the folks that made these poor decisions in my estimation. And I also, just on a side note, I can't understand the benefit of this type of a building. It just does not benefit anybody, from what I can tell. So I have to wonder why this decision was made. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Next speaker is Jay Kendrick.
Good evening. My name is Jay Kendrick. I live at 12250 North Camino del Plata. I'm just slightly north of Camino del Plata in Limewood. I'm speaking on the same issue. I believe you're here tonight because you're talking about the Oracle Road Scenic Corridor. I have a pre-sit written statement. It should be 3 minutes. If I go slightly over, if you'd please allow me, I'd appreciate it. Preserving the scenic beauty of Oro Valley is supposed to be a main component of Oro Valley's vision for the future. Oracle Road and Tangerine Road are both designated as scenic corridors under the general plan, but Oro Valley seems to only be protecting the Oracle Road corridor. Please let me explain. Oro Valley has recently approved two massive commercial-looking structures in our R1-144 rural residential zoning district as single-family dwellings. The R1-144 rural residential districts defines the zoning as follows, quote, "The district is intended to promote and preserve suburban rural single-family residential development. The large lot size permits agricultural uses and promotes open space." Let's look at what Oro Valley is approving and permitting a single-family residential in our rural zoning and the Tangerine Scenic Corridor. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, so let's take a look. Can I hand out these pictures?
Yes.
I don't know if you can just give them to who, but I have 7 copies.
Thank you.
The first property is 2425 West Limewood, which is in Oro Valley. It's on the southeast corner. It's a car storage facility. It's approximately 10,000 square feet, of which 1,500 is allegedly living space. If you do the math, this is 85% car storage facility and 15% living quarters. It looks completely commercial and even has air turbines coming out the exterior walls. Why did Oro Valley approve this facility as a single-family dwelling when the car storage facility is 85% of the building and clearly the primary use? Car storage facilities are not an allowed use in the R1-144 district. And if you can see the first two pictures, we have pictures of the outside and inside of that building. I think even a fifth grader could tell you that's not a single-family residence. The second property is currently under construction. It's right as far south to Tangerine as you can set it back and right on Del Plata. This is a full-scale recreational facility. Like the previous speaker said, it's for a wealthy NFL player. It has full-court basketball, volleyball, gymnastics, weights, and cardio equipment. This monstrosity is 17,890 square feet, of which 3,532 is allegedly living quarters. And it's really only 1,700 because they're double stacking the living quarters off the main floor. If you do the math, this is 81% recreational facility and 19% living quarters. This structure looks like the car storage facility, but it is twice the size and will have walls in excess of 22 feet above natural grade on the Tangerine side of the facility. The view from Tangerine will be 150 linear feet of solid steel. There's no windows. Just a garage door. Why did Oro Valley approve this as a single-family dwelling when the recreational facility is 81% of the building and clearly the primary use? Recreational facilities are not in allowed use in the R1-144 district. Why are you meeting tonight to preserve the Oracle Road Scenic Corridor but completely ignoring the Tangerine Scenic Corridor? Everyone who enters Oro Valley from the Tangerine Corridor from I-10, they'll see the beautiful Catalina Mountains, they'll see St. Mark's Church, and then they'll see a massive steel building that looks like an aircraft hangar, industrial warehouse, or a detention center. You choose. This thing is ugly, and there's pictures there for you. Recreational facilities and car storage facilities are not allowed under the R144 zoning. Oro Valley is allowing developers to build non-conforming buildings by putting living quarters inside the four walls and then calling it a single-family dwelling. This is equivalent to me attaching my truck to a Boeing 747 and then saying, hey, wow, look, it's a truck now. These are commercial buildings and or accessory buildings being disguised as single-family residences. The public deserves to be made aware that Oro Valley considers car storage facilities and recreational fitness centers single-family dwellings. This interpretation of zoning code is decimating our property values. We have over 30 neighbors that have been emailing. We couldn't all be here tonight. It doesn't stop there, though, as it will negatively impact the entire Tangerine Scenic Corridor, which Oro Valley's general plan is supposed to protect and preserve. Why was this building not reviewed by this zoning commission? Evaluate the impact on the Tangerine Scenic Corridor. The town of Oro Valley needs to do the right thing here. It's not too late. The construction at 12048 North Community Plaza should be stopped immediately, and the town of Oro Valley needs to properly evaluate the permit approval under the intent of the zoning code and should consider the permanent impact this property will have on the Tangerine Scenic Corridor. Do you realize the precedence this is setting moving forward? It's not too late. You can still act and preserve the Tangerine Corridor and our property values. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our last speaker is Charles Simmons.
Good evening, and thank you for, respectfully, thank you for this opportunity to come forward. My wife and I live at 2651 West Sunkist Road, which is about five blocks from the car storage facility. We built our home 15 years ago, and we could have chosen anywhere in Pima County or Oro Valley to build it, and we chose to build it here. My wife right now is in Dallas for 5 days with our grandkids, but she would have wanted to be here. We really think that 144 is a clear violation and a failure of the fiduciary responsibility of Oro Valley and the commission. And we know that some of this was done under your predecessors, but we really feel that it's important for this to be rectified. What I'd like to do is to paraphrase a definition by Webster's Dictionary about community. Community is a fellowship, a group of people living together as a smaller social unit within a larger one and having interests together. So that really speaks to about 40 of our families that are impacted by the decisions that were made about these two facilities. The one at 2425 West Limewood, a few blocks from our home, and the one that's currently under construction at 12048 West Camino del Plata. We don't know whether this was a malfeasance on the part of Oro Valley and the people that chose to ignore the permitting process and their fiduciary responsibilities with 144 zoning, or whether it was just ineptitude on their part. But we see this as both a breach and a sham of the intentions and the integrity that brought us to Oro Valley 15 years ago. We're not really clear about what's going to happen next with the governance, the commission, and the municipality. But what we can tell you as a community is that we're considering a class action suit to be brought to stop this in both of these two precedences. If we go ahead with a class action suit, we will hold a press conference. And at the press conference, we will bring in national media. And the national media will take a look with their journalists to actually what was going on with this municipality. And what we can promise you is that there will be a stoppage of both state and federal matching funds to Oro Valley. So I think this is really respectfully serious, and we hope it gets your complete attention. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very Thank much. You. I don't have any other blue cards related to the call to the audience, so I will close the call to the audience. Next item on the agenda is the council liaison. Councilman Rodman, can you hear me? Do you have anything to enlighten us with?
Well, I have a few things. Thank you, Chair. In the past meetings on June 5th, the council approved vacating the right-of-way north of Tangerine between La Cañada and La Cholla that you had recommended, and we followed your recommendation. On June 10th, we had a special session regarding the town-owned golf course and tennis facilities, one of the many in a trail of tears, as they say. On June 19th, we dedicated the new police substation to our about to be retired in February 22nd of 2020, Chief Danny Sharp, so his name deservedly will be on that building for posterity. On July 16th, the Finance and Budget Commission will have a hold of a meeting. I believe it'll be in chambers to discuss the golf operations that are owned by the town, and I would assume make some kind of recommendation to the council. On July 24th, we'll have July 17th council meeting. I think it will be a pretty light agenda. But July 24th is going to be a special council session to discuss with, and possible action on the golf courses and their future. It may not be a vote, but it could be. And it's going to be at the Church of the Nazarene, because we do anticipate a fair number of folks to be there and again, provide input on all sides of that issue. We do have a regularly scheduled council meeting on the 31st of July, which we could be continuing discussion from the 24th if we don't have a vote at that time. So on July 31st, we will be looking at the zoning code amendments related to sign standards in the right-of-way that you had made a recommendation in one of your past meetings. So that's where we are, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Word of advice to the two commissioners who are on the phone, Commissioner Gamble and Commissioner Hong, for us to have dialogue throughout the evening, I want to be sure that you understand kind of the rules of the road, if you will, for the discussion on the phone. I don't want to be dictatorial, but I would ask you to wait until after I have asked you to speak. Otherwise, you're going to be talking over us, and we're going to be talking over you, and nothing's going to be decided, and we're not going to hear each other. So please listen to the discussion here between the three of us here in Oro Valley, and then I will ask you to weigh in with your thoughts, if you will. The first item on the agenda is the review and approval of our last-minute meeting minutes. Is there any discussion here amongst the three of us regarding those minutes? Celeste or Ellen, do you have any comments on the minutes from the last meeting?
No, I don't. I don't either.
Okay. Then I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes for the meeting of June 4th. Is there a motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve the June 4th, 2019 regular session meeting minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Skeet. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the meeting. I think for the benefit of a record here, I think we're going to have a roll call vote. So let's do that.
Chair Swope?
Yes, yay.
Vice Chair Baskin?
Yes.
Commissioner Gamble?
Yay.
Commissioner Hong?
Yay.
And Commissioner Posey?
Yes.
5-0. Okay, let the record show that. Next item on the agenda, Eugenia.
Item 2, public hearing, discussion, and possible action regarding a proposed self-storage and business center located on the northwest corner of Oracle Road and Cayo Concordia. Item A, a conditional use permit to allow a self-storage use. And item B, a conditional use permit to allow a building size over 15,000 square feet.
Thank you, Gina. As I understand, the applicant has requested a continuance on this item until our next commission meeting. Is that correct, Beyer or Malini?
Yes, sir, that's correct. They have requested a continuance.
Okay. Which means that you would then not have a presentation this evening. Is that also correct?
Yes, sir. We serve at the pleasure. We would, if the commission wishes to provide the continuance as requested by the applicant, I see no reason for a full presentation. If the commission decides to go forward, we would like the opportunity to provide a presentation, and I would probably expect the applicant would request that as well, pending the commission's decision. I do want to point out, for the benefit of the audience, if you don't mind, Chair, that the commission is normally a 7-member body, and tonight, having 3 members present and 2 on the phone and others out of town for summer holiday, makes it a bit challenging to review a case that is in depth and has many different pieces and parts of this magnitude. So staff is in concurrence with the applicant's request to continue this item.
I agree, Byron. It's very appropriate to continue this for the commission members. Those who are not here this evening, they will not see the presentation. And it's going to be, as I understand, a revised presentation from what we saw 2 months ago now. And I think it's important for everyone on the commission to see the material, see the presentation, understand it, be able to ask questions and get their questions answered. And I think it's equally important to give the applicant the full benefit of the full commission. There are questions that we will ask of them. They will clearly want to respond directly to individual questions and comments. And in order to get a full and fair hearing here this evening, I think it's important that we have everybody at the table. Let me ask the applicant, if I might. I mean, what is your intention this evening?
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. Brian Underwood with the Planning Center, 2 East Congress. Our intention tonight is to request a continuance because we've been hard at work. We've made a lot of changes, and we're excited to share that with you. But as you said, we'd like to be able to share the presentation with everybody present.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Now, before the commission makes a decision on the continuance, I should point out that a public hearing on this agenda item has been scheduled, I have to open the public hearing for those who care to speak this evening. Now, if you've submitted a blue card on this particular agenda item and you elect not to speak tonight, that you want to wait until the full commission is here, that is your privilege. But also, if you care to speak this evening, that is also your privilege. I will call your name, and you can tell me whether you want or not to speak. If you care to speak, please come forward. We usually allot 3 minutes per speaker to allow for everyone's opportunity to speak. So I will open the public hearing. And the first speaker, blue card at least, is Greg Kishi. And I said, it's your choice.
I assume by speaking tonight, I can speak.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm a short guy, so I'm going to have to lower this, or Mr. Rodman will be on my case here. All right. I assume you can hear me. My name is Greg Kishi. I've been a resident of Oro Valley for 28 years. My wife and I have listened closely during the applicant's presentation at a recent planning and zoning meeting. We have no connection whatsoever to this applicant. From our perspective, the applicant, based on his presentation, worked with the staff and went out of his way to include temporary offices to accommodate tech incubation startups and other small businesses related to the tech industry as encouraged by JJ and Bayer. He also designated more than half the property to open space, including a walking trail, preserving the existing wash, and agreeing to clean up the trash that has been dumped there. It was mentioned more than once by the town staff that the property is very difficult to develop, and the applicant had gone out of his way to make the building attractive and with minimal visibility to the surrounding area. As the staff pointed out several times to the commission, this application did not reduce the existing tech park acreage in the town because it is being rezoned to tech park from residential. The self-storage unit is a good use of the small, difficult-to-develop space because it requires minimal parking, has very little impact on traffic, has good security, and appears to be a viable business use of that small lot. This applicant actually worked hard to reduce the maximum height of his building to 26 feet. If this application were to be rejected on the hope of having a revenue and job-producing entity in its place, you should carefully consider if that specific use case would be preferable to the neighbors. Traffic would be increased. More parking would be required. The recommended rezoning to Tech Park may have the unintended consequence of allowing buildings and their associated parking that have been pushed to the maximum extent allowed within that zoning with no realistic possibility of denial. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next blue card I have is Andy Gibbs.
I'll defer to the full presentation.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. We'll see you next month then. Albert Musa.
I will speak next time.
Okay. Fine. Thank you. We'll see you next month then. I will close the public hearing then, since I have no other blue cards. So I will entertain a motion to continue this agenda item until our next Planning Commission meeting in August. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move to continue OV-1803-280, the CUP for proposed self-storage building and business center. Echoing what the chair said, this commission wants to ensure the applicant has the benefit of full commission in person to make an informed decision.
And I would like to second that motion, if I might.
Second.
Okay. Ellen or Celeste, do you have any comments or additional comments to make on this motion?
I don't either.
Okay. So the motion is to continue this item until next month. All those in favor say, we need to have a roll call.
Chair Swope?
Yes.
Vice Chair Baskin?
Yes.
Commissioner Gamble?
Aye.
Commissioner Hong?
Aye.
And Commissioner Posey?
Yes.
5-0.
The record shows that it was passed 5-0. Okay, so we will see this item on our agenda at our next meeting next month. Planning update? Fire.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I was just going to ask a quick question. I think this is for Byer. I was reading through this. I'm sorry, Byer. I was reading through this, and I noticed on the executive summary of this project was that that item A is specifically to allow self-storage use on the site. Item B is to allow 115,086 square foot building, which was previously recommended for approval as part of the associated rezoning tentative development plan. This item is specific to the structure rather than the use. And then it says, therefore, if approved, any permitted uses in the Tech Park zoning could occupy the space. And so I was just wondering if we approve the conditional use to increase the building size, that will be also allowing for the storage building.
Commissioner Posey, I want to interrupt you.
No.
We have now voted to continue this item until next month.
Oh, so wait.
So
hold it.
We should not.
Okay.
Should not. Discuss this item this evening.
I was just a little confused. I'm so sorry.
No. It's okay. But I just want to clarify that okay. we now closed that item. And if you want to talk to Byer offline, that's fine. But okay. Byer now.
Planning update.
Planning update.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to punctuate that the upcoming Arizona Planning Association conference is September 11th through 13th And I believe Ms. Ancona sent everyone an email just as a reminder. Not yet. Okay. So you will be getting an email request to go online to the Arizona Planning Association and create a profile on the website, and you'll get instructions on how to do that. And from there, if you're interested in attending the conference, the town will take it from there in terms of getting you all signed up and ready to go. And we hope everyone can attend and have the budget to provide for that. So it's definitely an excellent learning opportunity where there are speakers and presentations representing jurisdictions throughout the state, and quite a few planning commissioners from other jurisdictions attend as well. So stay tuned for an email from Ms. Ancona. And of course, we have a commission meeting scheduled for August 6th. We may have two items. The definite is the one that was just continued. The May is there's a grading waiver request for a residential property that's working its way through the staff review process. So it may or may not be ready in time for that. So I'll end there. That's the planning staff report.
Okay, thanks, Breyer. Before we adjourn, I just want to thank Commissioner Gamble and Commissioner Hong for calling in from wherever you are. We appreciate that. We were able to get a quorum as a result of your willingness to call in. Appreciate it. Hopefully we'll see you all next month. I will now entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.